Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Now, British Prime Minister Theresa May has been on her feet in the House of Commons since 10:30 this morning. And indeed, she's still standing, answering questions and defending her Brexit deal against opposition from all sides. And it's fair to say there hasn't been much support for the UK Prime Minister. Throughout the morning, there have also been a string of resignations against the deal, most notably from Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab. And there's also strong speculation about her leadership heave against the Prime Minister this lunchtime. Here's how Theresa May set out her case to the House of Commons today.
Mr. Speaker, what we agreed yesterday was not the final deal. It is a draft treaty. It is a draft treaty that means that we will leave the EU in a smooth and orderly way on the 29th of March 2019. I know there are some who have said I should simply rip up the UK's commitment to a backstop, but this would have been an entirely irresponsible course of action. It would have meant reneging on a promise made to the people of Northern Ireland during the referendum campaign and afterwards that under no circumstances would Brexit lead to a return to the borders of the past. And it would have made it impossible to deliver a withdrawal agreement. But a good Brexit, a Brexit which is in the national interest, is possible. We have persevered and have made a decisive breakthrough. Once a final deal is agreed, I will bring it to Parliament and I will ask MPs to consider the national interest and give it their backing. Voting against a deal would take us all back to square one.
The government, Mr. Speaker, is in chaos. Their deal risked leaving the country in an indefinite halfway house without a real say. When even the last Brexit secretary, who theoretically at least negotiated the deal, says, "I cannot support the proposed deal," what faith does that give anyone else in this place or in this country? The government simply cannot put to Parliament this half-baked deal that both the Brexit secretary and his predecessor have rejected.
Mr. Nigel Dodds.
Mr. Speaker, I could today stand here and take the Prime Minister through the list of promises and pledges that she made to this House and to us privately about the future of Northern Ireland in the future relationship with the EU. But I fear it would be a waste of time, since she clearly doesn't listen. This House has been left in a position where the choice is subjection to the rules and laws of others who may not have our interests at heart. And for Northern Ireland and for our precious union, five of those who resigned today have all talked about the threat to the integrity of the union, and I congratulate them and praise them for what they have said and done and their strong actions. And £39 billion has just been said for nothing. The choice is now clear. We stand up for the United Kingdom, the whole of the United Kingdom, the integrity of the United Kingdom, or we vote for a vassal state with the breakup of the United Kingdom. That's the choice.
Mr. Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As what my right honourable friend says and what my right honourable friend does no longer match, should I not write to my right honourable friend, the member for Altrincham and Sale West?
Prime Minister!
Can I say to my honourable friend, I have been absolutely clear that some difficult choices have had to be made in relation to that protocol. Those choices have been made because I believe, and I strongly and firmly believe, it is important that we do ensure that there is no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland. But as I have said before, my honourable friend has heard me say before, it is not only our intention, but we will be working to ensure that that protocol does not need to be put into place.
Theresa May, she's had a very busy morning there in the House of Commons and not much support. You also heard there the voices of Jacob Rees-Mogg, Nigel Dodds of the DUP and Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.